Right, anyway, welcome along to the Decibel Podcast episode Halloween special. Because I can't remember what number it is. Good, right. This, I'm not going to lie, this week's, or this month's podcast is an absolute farce. Just, I'm going to sort of set the expectation level there.
There is a quiz.
There is a quiz. But we basically do an exciting reading, watching, playing, where we cover off the ABC of Death 2, and then we do a Halloween-themed quiz, which is...
And how do you feel that way, Greg?
I personally think it went fantastic.
I enjoyed myself.
Well, that's all that matters.
For a definite.
That's all that matters. As long as you enjoy yourself, Tommy, that makes me happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Then we're all happy. Are you happy?
Are you happy, Richard?
I'm always happy.
You sound it.
You sound like what he normally sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, what's going? What's happening to me? No, I'm always happy.
You sure? Right, okay, cool. Right, let's crack on.
It's a Halloween special.
Halloween special
of the Desert Wales podcast. We've not been with you guys for a while, but nope. I mean, I don't know if anyone listens to this anyway, so
fuck it.
Who gives a shit? But anyway, if you are listening, thank you very much. And if you're not, well, you're not going to be able
You'll
to
never know.
Yeah, pricks. Alright, okay, we're going to go straight into our first of only two features on this podcast, because
it's reformatted.
It has been reformatted because we're going to concentrate on the stuff that matters, namely a feature and a quiz!
Quiz!
A quiz!
Yes!
Oh,
wait.
Here's the bell.
Just edit this in.
Right, okay, well, we're going to start off with reading, watching, playing, though. So, here we go. We all agreed to watch a film together.
Not together.
But watch the same film. I should say, it would have been better if we'd done it together.
It's like a book club. I was thinking about this. It's almost like a book club sort of idea. Like a really, really, really low-down council version of a book club.
Aye, where you basically just go,
I'll watch EastEnders.
And then,
have a discuss.
Yeah, discuss. Chat shit about it. And what we watched at Tommy's recommendation, I think it was your idea, wasn't it?
Yes, it was my idea. I'd actually seen the first one. And this is the sequel to the first film, The ABCs of Death.
Yep.
So what's this one called?
This one's called The ABCs of Death 2.
Yeah, they should have been a bit more
fantastically imaginative. But there you go. So the concept of it is that you get the alphabet, basically, and directors from around the world each get a letter from the alphabet and have to write and direct a short film, like 5 minutes long, on the letter that they get, relating to some sort of horror. And it's labelled as a horror comedy
film.
So you can get that throughout and everything. You can see flashes of humour and jokes here and there, but on the whole, it's... You know, there's some pretty fucked up shit in there. I have to admit, and we'll start going through them now. Tommy, wade in. Which would you like to go over first?
I would like to go over my favourite one.
Do it. Yep. Go straight in with the favourite.
Which was O.
Oh, I never seen this one.
O. Oh,
sorry, Greg. I read the slim at all.
If it was anything after D.
That's a lie. I actually watched up to
K. You said
K.
Yeah.
Aye.
So you watched less than half.
I did watch less than that. As a disclaimer, I only watched less. Dude, you're lucky I watched that much, to be honest.
It's alright. Don't worry about it. But O, which was O for Occlocracy.
Yes.
Which is mob rule.
Yes.
And I think it's Latin for mob rule. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Why did that out? I think it's Latin for, just be like, bus driver.
Bus driver. Tommy.
I liked that one the best. That was my favourite one.
Cool, going on to the next one. What's that about?
It's about a world that's been ravaged by a zombie outbreak. There's a woman in a courtroom. It's quite a chaotic little courtroom. And all the witnesses and the court people and the judge have all got like bandages and stuff over them. Like they don't look quite right. Mm. And the woman looks absolutely fine. And the woman's getting held accountable for crimes that she's committed during the zombie outbreak.
Oh, right, okay.
So they're kind of giving her the list of things that she's done wrong while the outbreak was happening. And it's things that she's... atrocities that she's committed against zombies.
Mm.
Oh, right.
So the court is made up of zombies?
The court is made up of rehabilitated zombies because they make a vaccine at some point during the outbreak. and zombies that were killed or were killed by humans come back and presumably to places of prominence in the society previously.
Yeah.
So now all the humans.
I'm glad you're laughing, man.
No, but it's quite.
It's a great idea. Like,
it's a great idea.
It's a quite. Honestly, it's right, quite. And the way that it was done is. It's awesome as well.
See, here's one that I recommended that you should have watched. It's
get it far, gen,
but,
man. I just, well,
but you don't. Okay. I'm just okay. Like the way I've just rattled it off is like that's like just like a couple of
yeah. No, sentences, no, I get that.
But over the 5 minutes, it obviously unfolds. It properly unfolds.
Absolutely,
it?
Yeah. And it's like it's Japanese. So it's done by a Japanese director, all Japanese actors and stuff like that. So there's. Well, it's got subtitles and everything, but it's the story of the woman and her daughter,
mm-hmm.
And her, like, she's been tried for the atrocities against the zombies, but they're, like, as you say, they're all rehabilitated and they're all able to function to a relatively good degree, and they're now trying people who had still been unaffected yeah. by it, and basically they're just sentencing them all to death. And
are you getting eaten or just
no? It's electric chair, isn't it?
Electric chair, yeah. Electric capital chair, punishment so. Type yeah. thing. But then there's a wee twist at the end, which was all right. I thought the twist was all right. Cool. It didn't make it for me. Like the actual idea and the way they did it,
yeah,
that made it yeah. for me. I thought it was smart.
Yeah, that's it. And I think the thing that throughout the film was the best about it was the ideas. Some were shite, but some were absolute winners.
Well, through the whole anthology.
Through the whole thing, yeah. And I had a favourite, which was... It just beat a couple of them. But it's called R for Roulette. And it's a really, really simple story. And it's a little bit predictable. But again, I just thought the idea was... It was just a fantastic idea. Three people sitting in a basement... Two of them are obviously a couple, and one of them, like a man and a woman, and one of them looks like he might be orchestrating the game of roulette, because the woman starts off with the gun to her head, and she's obviously, her hand is shaking, and the guy sort of reaches across the table and is like, no, not like that, you have to put it into the temple to make sure that you'll definitely be killed, and you won't be just sitting there with a gunshot wound in your head. So calm to the head, and then shoot. So they put... They do the roulette thing, and it gets down to the last bullet, and it ends up on one of the couple, and one of the couple decides not to kill themselves, and another twist at the end. Should I just go? Should we go and say it, or what should we do?
It's pretty much a short, really. It's pretty much a short. I just go for it.
Yeah.
Because so otherwise, it's like.
Yeah.
And then who knows what happens.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that's true. So,
I'll be honest, I'm not going to watch it.
Right, well, I'll just spoil a few then. So basically, the man has to shoot himself in the head, but he decides to shoot his wife.
Right.
And it becomes apparent then that you're kind of like, right, this isn't...
The setup.
No, this isn't to see who has to kill themselves, this is to see who will be spared, basically, because they all know that they're going to die. And
the reason
that they know they're all going to die is they start to hear noises coming from upstairs after the gunshot, and they're saying like, no, they'll have heard the gunshot, they're going to come after us.
So they're coming, killing.
Basically. And I thought that was a fantastically simple idea. Worked very well. Worked,
yeah, that's really, a cool really idea. Well. That's a cool idea.
I've got
a favourite.
Go on then. Right,
believe it or not.
From your 11 out of the 26.
And it's going to sound really, really bad because it's A.
I like A as well.
I
thought it was a good way to start it.
Yeah.
I was interested because I didn't realise that until about halfway through watching it, I was like, man, some of these are quite bad, some of these are quite good.
Mm.
But obviously when you farm them out to all these different people, you've no idea what...
Well, the quality is going to be
they get a letter, but you don't know what they're going to come back with, so...
Yeah, that's it.
It's quite good that A turned out to actually be quite good.
Definitely. I mean, like, A and B, like I watched it. I like B as well. B was funny. B was humorous, right? I like that.
Julian Barrett from the Mighty Bush.
Mighty Bush, aye.
Yeah, it was
and it's well done. And obviously, it's just B movie. Everything's just B movie material. Mm. The majority of it, well, from what I see anyway. But A was good and B was good, and I thought, oh, fair enough. And then after that, it was just like, for me, it was just shite. It was just honestly after that, like there was just a couple in particular that were really bad. Was the stop motion one. Is that D?
D for D-list. That was one of the most fucked up things ever.
That was ridiculously fucked up. I don't understand it. I don't know what it was about.
No.
It was the
one redeeming feature about that one is I thought the sort of the whispering of you pay for life. I thought that was quite creepy.
It was all quite creepy, to be honest. But I thought it was
stop motion is creepy, though. Just
anyway. It's taking stop motion to a whole fucking new level of creepiness.
Stop motion, like the stop motion stuff at Dave Firth, I know it's not technically stop motion, but Dave Firth stuff's really, really odd. Kind of get those like sour fingers and all that sort of stuff, like Eric Salisbury Toast Boy and
that's like all that. That's like claymation.
This is. That's all claymation, but like.
Claymation.
Aye.
That's creepy as well?
No. Not really. Well, no, that's not creepy. But that it was shite, man. It was fucking shite. There was another one. There was a cartoon with my two folk kissing.
Was that was my least favourite.
That was crap. Pretty much. Anyway, A was good. I liked A. Right? He's an amateur hitman. And to be honest, I looked in there a bit deeper than what I probably should have from a short. But it was almost like the difference between like sort of like what you plan and in reality and how life just sort of gets in the way. And I've done one thing that I've never ever seen in a film before, and it's when folk go through vents. Mm. When people climb through vents, Metal Gear Solid's a great example. You go through vents all the time. Batman, you go through vents all the time. In this, there was like dead rats and like like bugs and like dust and that. Like, yeah, that would be in vents. But it's never in vents and anything else.
No,
I like the whole kind of how he plans out his perfect murder and then when he actually comes to pull it off,
puts his hand on a wrist.
It's a fucking shambles. It's an absolute shambles. But the twist at the end again was great. And I was like, yeah, cool. That was funny. I like this. This could be good. The Badger one again, B. Good. Liked it. And after that, it was just.
Another one that I really enjoyed, and I don't think you can knock too much, is E for Equilibrium, where there's the two guys that are stranded on a desert island.
That was the only good bit about that was the very, very end.
Yeah, that's what made it.
That was crap. It was like a poor Foster's advert.
That was your opinion. I thought that was really good.
It was crap.
I thought it was really good. But the idea was that there was two guys washed up on a desert island. They're trying to survive. And a woman washes up in a pretty woman, about the same age as them, and she takes a shine to one of them, and it creates a divide between them, and they almost have a fight to the death over her. And there's a wee twist at the end, and I thought it was cool, just a wee laugh at the end.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, different shows for different folks. Like, it's. You know.
I hope what I'm trying to get across here is like, don't go on Netflix after this podcast and be like, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be fucking class because it's got 1.5 stars. And as soon as I seen that, I was like, right, fair enough. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to judge it by that.
You obviously have though.
No, I've judged it because I watched half of it and it was crap. I didn't like it.
The thing is with YouTube, the thing is with Netflix stars are like YouTube comments.
I didn't judge it because of that. Right. Normally I would have not even watched it because of the stars, but I thought, that's fine, I'll go on. Like I say, go off to a good start.
Again, if we go back to ones that you probably wouldn't have seen, did you have any others, favourites from After K?
After K, they were all amazing, every single one of them.
They were, right?
Unfortunately, Greg just missed out.
That is a damn shame.
Masticate, I love that.
That was amazing.
That was awesome. That was funny as well as gruesome. And it wasn't overly gruesome. Some of them were fucking really bad.
Yeah, the capital punishment one was quite gruesome. Like when they're decapitating that boy on the log.
That was horrendous, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one, yeah. The masticate one, based on something that really happened in LA.
Oh, right, okay.
That was like the bath salts thing.
The first human zombie guy. If I can eat that boy's eyes and shit. Oh, that's
based on, that was based on that exact story.
Is that one of the guys running down the street in his pants?
Aye, pretty much. And they're playing like a 60s or a 70s psychedelic.
I've seen that one, he's got like funny eyes.
Aye.
I did see that one. Maybe I've seen more than I thought.
There is quite a lot of them, obviously. Another one that I thought was fucking harrowing was S.
Oh yeah, sure. That
S for Split. But what it was is it's a telephone conversation between a man on one side of the screen and a woman on the other side, and he's away on a business trip or something like this, and she's in their home, and suddenly the doorbell at their home starts ringing, and it turns out it's an intruder to the house, a balaclavaed intruder, and breaks in, kills the woman with a hammer, a few hammer blows to the head, and like makes sure she's dead, and then
don't mind laughing at that. That's
the bit of. Well, get ready for a riot here. she hears the guy's still on the phone at this point because the phone call is still ongoing, she hears a baby upstairs in a cot, and so you follow her upstairs, and she's
so
like
she
looking
dead.
Over the baby. No, this is the attacker.
Oh, the attacker's a woman.
What?
The attacker's a woman.
I can't spoil
spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah. But she goes out, well, you're not watching it anyway. So
and
like,
then it turns out the attacker is a woman after that.
But yeah. you keep saying she, and the woman's dead.
Right, the woman's dead, the attacker goes upstairs to where the baby's crying. And then
there's like a what do you call it? Above the cot, like a...
Mobile.
Ah, a mobile, right, yeah. And so she plays that, and then it just goes back to the guy, and the baby stops crying. So you make up your own mind because of that, but there's an obvious answer to what's going on. And so, as it turns out, the attacker is... And here's more spoilers. It's
the whole thing's getting spoiled.
Yeah. fuck it. Right. The attacker is presumably the wife of the other dude that the husband is away with.
So basically, the attacker comes back downstairs after the bit upstairs with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
She takes the phone off of the corpse's hands, basically. And she puts it up to her... Well, the attacker puts it up to her ear. And... her husband's still on the other end going, are you okay? Is everything right? Please just leave my baby alone. Please leave my baby alone. And it's a woman's voice under a mask thing that she's wearing, this attacker. Then you find out she's a woman and she's like, put my husband on the phone. And he kind of turns round and the camera pans you. There's this other guy that he's away with in this hotel room that you were unaware of before. And he's like, it's for you. That's not what he says. He says that now.
So that Tommy explained that much better than it's really good. I thought that one, it was horrible. It's fucking horrible.
What was the point of that, though?
Well, he's been having an affair with this guy. These two straight guys are in married relationships, have been having an affair together, and one of them's crazy in the heat and she's killed the family of the other one.
So the attacker knows, but
right,
the mum with the baby doesn't.
Right. Got you. But, no, so, got you.
There we go, right? Got there in the end. There we go.
See? What is that?
Right, okay. Someone else speak. I don't know.
That was my favourite. I would say, well, no, I don't know. Masticate, Split, that one.
Split was good. There was...
The other ones you mentioned were really good.
Wish, W, I thought was brilliant as well.
I thought it started well. I wasn't sure about the second.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was funny. It was totally fucked up. Like, so it starts off as a... it's two kids in one of these old sort of Saturday morning adverts for like an action figure or something like that, and they make a wish that they could be in it, and they get put into the world that they would be in, and it's horrendous.
It's like right. Fucking like I would say it's like He-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
So sort of He-Man
yeah.
type battle for Eternia, and it's a big Castle Grayskull type playset thing they're playing with a little individual action figures, like I wish we could live in whatever the place is, and then they go get transported to the world, but the world in reality, it's not reality, but the world that they end up in is the same, but it's fucked up and twisted.
That's
pretty cool.
The hero that they like so much ends up being a bit older and a bit out of shape,
and it's called Fantasy Man.
And Fantasy Man.
he makes one of the wee boys get in a big like burlap sack and say, I'll take you out of here. Come on, princess. And he calls the kid princess a few times. And then he puts the kid in the sack, puts it across his back, and then goes outside and gets onto his giant spider. And the giant spider just starts crawling away, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you don't see what happens after that, but you're like, that kid is
I don't know if I really want to get what happens.
I don't think anyone would, but yeah, it's pretty brutal, but I mean, on the whole, it's
an interesting question for you then, right? See, overall, was there any that actually scared you?
I would say I jumped at the end of at the very end of just a jump scare though, so they don't really count as being scared, I suppose. I wouldn't say I was overly scared by any of them, but I was definitely grossed out at a couple of them.
I would agree.
I've got quite a high stamina level, I think, as well, for like the gore and the blood and the gross stuff, but
I don't
a couple of these were making me like want a book.
I was the same. I wasn't too scared of any of them. I was like, as I say, with that the Split one and the Roulette one, I thought were fantastic, but the Split one was just, it's horrible rather than scary. Like, it was just, it was horrible.
Yeah, I gave you a sinking.
I think on the back of that, man, like, that's, I think that's the reason I didn't particularly like a lot of them, was the fact that the ones I did like were either kind of funny or kind of like dark comedy, or actually had a twist or quite a, yeah, a clever twist. Like, the A one was, I thought, had a good twist to it, and the, it was a nice rounded kind of story, and it set out and done what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, some of them were just, like the one about, is it Invincible? Eye for Invincible?
Yeah, the family tries to kill like a matriarch. Yeah, no, some of them
nonsense.
Are, yeah,
right. And like the one with the granddad one as well. G for granddad.
That was kind of weird.
He's in the mattress. He's out of shape in the mattress. He's hiding.
Hi. It was just like I was waiting for it to do something.
I know,
And I was like, it didn't do anything.
And then it was kind of just, it was over.
And then it was over.
It was kind of like,
it was like, on you go, sorry.
It was kind of like, it was trying to be a bit, it was almost like trying to be a bit too hard. I was trying too hard to be weird. Now, the very beginning.
It succeeded in being weird.
It succeeded in being weird, but it didn't do anything. Like, there was no reason for it to
be weird. And it didn't go anywhere. It didn't have a real purpose or anything. I imagined it was like two guys sitting around going, you know, it'd be really fucked up, like, if your granddad was like in bed with you, but he didn't realise he was in bed with you.
He's
just cut out in the mattress, and then, because that's the only interesting bit in the whole thing for me.
I was waiting for the bit at the very beginning when they're sitting drinking cognac, and he's like, this doesn't taste like cognac. He's like, it's the good stuff from Taylor, it's the good stuff. And I thought, it's going to be the granddad's piss. I was like, that's what they're going to be drinking as a granddad's piss. Their granddad's going to be, but it didn't even do, it just, it didn't do anything. It didn't fuck all.
It just went off on a wild other path. It wasn't the best.
And I think, that happened. There was like a, like the ones that I watched, there was like a row of like six that were all like that. And I was like, nah.
I came to mean, like, there's definitely a few that were pointless. Even you would say they're just like.
And I was saying to you earlier as well, I was like, I found a thing for me. Well, two things were, one, The Walking Dead was coming on, so I sacked this off to watch that instead, which is quality. But two, because it's, I like to see things through to the end.
Obviously, yeah, because I mean,
but they're all short. That was giving you my point. Is they're all short stories. So like once I got to the end of one of them, I was like, right, cool, I can finish here because I'm not going to miss anything else.
I watched it over like three nights.
That's what I mean. It's.
But then I started watching it over three nights like a week ago. When we started talking about it.
Time management, man. It's just time management.
It's just time management.
Can I say?
Got other things today.
Sacking off podcast homework and. Well, that's it, really.
I've put together a quiz.
You've got a running talent.
For just talent.
Anyway. Overall, I think I'd rather watch a whole film, definitely, but there's brilliant ideas in there anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what it's going to be like. They can't all be amazing.
Nah, absolutely not.
Because it's all over the world. Yeah. It's world cinema as well, so.
Yeah.
Aye. That's what interested me. When it came up seeing 26 filmmakers from all over the world, I thought this could be really varied, which it was, granted. It was very varied. But it's just, I don't know, man. Do you know what? I'll put it this way. I won't watch the next one. If they bring it on a number three, I won't rush to watch it.
Right, okay.
Excellent, thanks.
Okay. At least you're telling us now so we can't.
So next year we're like, ABC Death 3. Nah, I'm all right.
We'll just watch it on the side.
We won't tell you. Right, okay. Let's move on then. ABC's of Death 2 was varied.
3-5 for me. You get 3-5. That's the best you can get in an anthology.
I think you're right. I would go for a 3.
I'd probably say less than 3-5.
Right,
we'll leave it there. It's healthy to have.
Your rating doesn't count. You didn't watch it.
Okay. I'll give it like half my rating then. So I'll give. So my rating only counts for half.
No, because that
makes it worse.
Exactly.
You bring to
your rating
average.
Should be doubled because you only watched half.
Surely there's a point to be made then that it was so bad I had to put it off halfway through.
No, the point that was being made here is that you didn't watch it because The Walking Dead was coming on.
Oh, man. Yeah, fine. Actually, fine. Do you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy with that because The Walking Dead was absolutely spectacular. This season has been fantastic. Apart from episode one, that was quite slow and kind of. But 2 and 3. Oh.
Well, talk about Walking Dead more.
Peachy. What?
Yes, tell us, Greg. Tell us more.
right, okay, I will tell you. Well, so-and-so dies. I'm not going to tell you.
I've not seen any since, like, season two, so I'm not particularly bothered if you're...
I'm not going to tell you what happens, like, spoiler-wise, but I will be honest, season six started and episode one started, and it was one of the most underwhelming episodes I've ever seen, The Walking Dead. Everyone else I spoke to loved it, but I was like... It done the whole Walking Dead thing of nothing fucking happened until, like, and a minute to go, something happens. But, like, episode one, two, and three all kind of take place at the same time. Or it's like they overlap with each other time wise, but two and three, man, it's almost like after five seasons, someone's thundering and says, you know, things have to fucking happen. We have to have something happen in each episode.
And I would have thought they would have said that after season two.
Yeah, so would I. but they have listened, and they've
definitely, like, the first season, this is my only frame of reference, first and second, halfway through the second season, but the first season was the first one, they didn't know if they were going to get any more on the back of it.
Yeah.
Everything was jam-packed, like,
for sure.
That's it. And there was only six episodes as well.
And then they extended it, didn't they?
It was like 12, because it gets split in half.
Well, yeah, each season now is like, is it not something like 20 episodes in a season?
It could be something like, I guess it would be like 18, 20, because it's split 8 and 8, so they have like a mid-season finale. So it'll finish up in November and it'll come back in on February. But yeah, you're right. Season one was good because it had, like you say, something happened. I had to keep moving the story forward.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Season two was
shite.
I'd say it was dreadful, actually.
I'd agree.
And season three, season four, kind of. season five picked up, but this season's actually like stuff is actually happening, which is surprising because we've now got to the bit in the books where you stopped reading, basically. Kind of took a total lull. It just sort of just treaded water for ages and nothing happened. And they're using that. So what they've done is they've actually moved away completely. Not completely, but they've moved away from the books. They're as further away from the books now as they've ever been, and stuff's happening. And it's good because they're introducing characters that you know in the book, but they're using them completely differently.
So you don't know what's going to happen to them either?
Nah. Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen to them. I mean, they've changed, like, they have used, like, famous deaths from the book, but they've used it for different characters in the past.
Yeah.
But this time, they've just changed it completely. Cool. I mean, there's characters in the show that are still alive that aren't in the book.
Yeah. And vice versa, yeah.
That's cool
if you're a fan of both, for sure.
Yeah, I had to stop watching because I had to go and watch.
that's fine, it's moving on. So, Tommy, anything else that you want to gabber about?
I have been playing
a
game that's quite scary.
Is it the Slender Man one?
No,
because we talked about that before.
We did talk about that. That's on my list. That might be next.
I couldn't do it. Ever since I found out about the Slender Man, which wasn't that long ago, surprisingly, every time I get up in the morning and open my door, see that corridor, like along this, and they've got the open door at the end of that room there?
Yep.
I just expect to see him. And it's fucking horrible. And because, like, one of the things on his Wikipedia page is, like, the Slender Man will only appear if you believe in him.
Oh, that's so horrendous. Like, that's horrible.
I know. So it's like he'll only come after you if you believe in him.
It's like Zool, when Zool says take everything out of your head, and the one thing you can't get out of your head is a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, It's like Gamer as well, when he's like, oh yeah, everything you think about, I control everything in your mind. And he's like, oh good, like, think of Red Balloon. And he's just like, shit, Red Balloon. Oh, don't think of me making you stab yourself. And obviously he thinks of that and then stabs himself. That's what it's like. I wake up every morning, and then one morning a couple of weeks ago, I actually hung up my work trousers and my shirt on that door. Oh man.
Right of a lifetime.
Oh, dude, lucky I was wearing underwear, man, otherwise the carpet would have been a fucking mess. It was, oh.
So, you're like, finally, you've shown up.
Oh, no, it was, I've stopped hanging my clothes up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Tommy. Carry on, what have you been playing?
I've been playing The Evil Within.
Oh, really? I've been interested in this. Tell me about it.
It's quality.
Tell us about it.
It's by Bethesda. It's survival horror. It is survival horror.
Yeah, I've seen gameplay of this.
It looks horrendous.
It is fucking horrendous. I think it was 15, no, or maybe 20 chapters. The chapters are long as anything. Probably about 45 minutes to an hour for a chapter. And the first three or four chapters are... I didn't know if I was going to like it that much. Because it's total fucking gross out torture porn violence. Yeah. Especially in like the first two chapters, I'm like, I was very uncomfortable playing it. I wasn't scared, I wasn't excited, I was just very uncomfortable. I was like, if this whole game's like this, I may not make it through it. But it kind of picks up for me, because what I'm looking for is the supernatural, more elements, scares, psychological stuff. You can still show me the blood and the guts and the gore as well, I don't mind so much, but it was so overwhelming in the first few levels that I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be actually into this game.
See, I watched one of the guys we know does like streaming and stuff and videos and puts them on, and he played it.
Oh, let's come in. We name check. At Tasty Mond
on Twitter.
And Twitch, I think, is it?
Yeah, I think so. And YouTube, he's got his own YouTube channel as well.
Oh, there you go.
I watched him playing the first 2 hours, whatever. Obviously, I won't say what happens, but there was a bit where he's getting chased.
By the Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, by the Chainsaw Man. And he basically just
the name.
I know the Chainsaw Man.
I don't know if that's the name.
And he jumped into a locker. So it was like he went in a locker to hide. And like he genuinely just said, like, you know what? I might just stay here for the whole game. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that's what I do in survival horror games. I get into a hiding bit and I'm like, I'm done.
That's me. Cool. Game completed.
I think that's me done. Yeah.
There's parts of it you can hide in wardrobes and under beds and in lockers. I think you hide in a locker with the Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
That was the last time I ever hid anywhere. But there's loads of places, under beds and in lockers, where you can hide. I was like, fuck that. I'd much rather be like able to run away from something than be like trapped in one space. That was pretty scary, that bit, but a lot of it was the torture porn, gross fucking stuff. It was just over the top. But as I played it and I progressed in it, it started to get better. There was more psychological stuff involved. And I suppose I got a bit desensitized to all the blood and stuff.
get in there early. Buckle yourself in, this is going to happen a lot.
But there's a level, and I think it's 4 or 5, and like I say, I wasn't enjoying it, and then I played this level and you're in like an abandoned mental hospital. It's in ruins, and you're walking around, it's pitch black, but you've got a flashlight, and it's just with the graphics and stuff, it looks really cool. You can see all the little dust flecks kind of passing by the flashlight and stuff like that. You can still see out with, it's not completely black, but you're walking along and for fucking, you're like, oh, this is quite creepy, this is quite scary. For ages, there's nobody. But you keep walking along thinking there's got to be something in this corner, because you're just
expecting it,
because you've just been bombarded with it for like 3 levels before it or something like that. And you're walking along, you're totally shitting yourself. And I was like, I'm interested in this now.
I thought, how's that enjoyable?
It's just better than what I'm in it for. And then it turns out there's new enemies that you find in that level that you can't actually see until you shoot them.
What?
And it's dark and you've only got a flashlight, but they just see like carts and going past and like wheelchairs getting knocked out of the way very gently and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this. I want to play it.
Loads of other bits in it that's just as creepy, but there is, if you can stomach the gore, it's worth it. It was a serious reservation, but they dial it back and then they balance it nicely throughout the rest of the game. It's fucking, it's fucked up, and it's basically got everything that you'd want. It's fucked up and it's spooky and it's psychologically scary and it's...
Does it play well?
It does play well. I think I read somewhere there's maybe issues with the characters, cameras and stuff like that, but...
I've not experienced any yet.
I certainly didn't, but it took ages to complete. It's quite a long game as well.
DLC for it as well, I believe.
There is DLC for it. I've been eyeing it up, I might go for it. I might have to play it through a second time, but I think I kind of fucked myself because I put it on hard the first time and like missed half of the trophies that I probably should have got through like playing it on normal.
Yeah.
But if I go back and put it on normal,
that'll be easy.
It's going to be a scoosh. So I might never play it again.
Well, I'll tell you something, I'll definitely not be playing that game, because that's fucking awful. Well, it sounds good, but I mean, like, not my bag at all.
Oh, it's cool as fuck.
It sounds terrifying, but I'm up for it, like, definitely, yeah.
We'll get around it.
Oh, nice one, cool. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yes!
Right. Well, it's a reading and watching. No.
Have we played? It's a watching and playing.
We did a watching and playing.
You didn't do reading this week, Tommy. You feeling alright?
I've got a reading, but... kind of not finished it yet.
That's fine. You can. You don't have to.
I don't. Okay, I'll keep it. I'll bank it for later.
Keep it for next time.
You file that away.
Aye, because we've got more important business to attend to right now. I believe.
Everybody quiz now.
It's a quiz. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite loud, actually. I'll put that. Right, okay, so it's a spooktacular quiz.
So, in the red corner.
This is scripted, by the way, I've actually read this thing.
In the red corner, we have Richard Rowland. In the blue corner, we have Tommy. I'm so scared, I have just creed myself. Okay.
Okay, because it's Halloween themed, I had an idea. What I was going to do is, rather than give points, I was going to give out trick-or-treat sweets, and whoever had the most sweets at the end was the winner. But yes. I forgot to go to the shop to get sweets. So I'm going to give out sweeties that aren't actually... I'm not going to give the sweeties, imaginary. But the listener doesn't care that. Well, they do now.
Fuck! That made perfect sense in your head. That's fantastic.
Right. What a fantastic prize.
Yes.
Oh, look at this.
Now, I want you to be excited when you get... Okay, so... Quick talk beforehand. Okay, rules actually.
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
I have whatever is the answer that I have written down, or whatever answer I decide to change it to is the answer that we're going with. Okay. Right? So even if you're factually correct, you might still be wrong. Right, that's how we're working this. Buzzers, we don't have buzzers because we're winging this. So what I'm going to do is before each question, I'm going to give you something that you need to buzz in with. For example, question one. In order to buzz in for question one, I want to hear your best impression of a giraffe getting shot by a T-Rex with a gun, right? I don't know how you're going to do that, just made that up, but that's question one.
Right, okay, so it's basically a privilege to answer a question.
So it's like, and you've got to do an impression, like, for every...
Yes, right. Fuck it, because why not?
Right, yes, okay.
Because why not?
Right. Incorporating themes from past quizzes, I like it.
Okay, yeah, and what I'll do is actually make them Halloween themed. Actually, no, forget the giraffe. This one, it's Halloween themed, yes, tell me a question.
If I get there first and I get the question wrong, does it get passed over to Richard?
Without having to do the impression.
Okay. Right, let's crack on because we're running out of time. Question one. In order to buzz into this, you need to do an impression of Frankenstein having his first orgasm. Right, okay, so question one. Who was Michael Myers' first victim at age 6? That was long, I like it. Tommy.
His own mother.
Oh, that's wrong.
Shit.
Oh. Richard?
That's what I was going to say. So, his gran.
Oh, both wrong.
Can I?
No idea.
Go again?
Oh, come on.
Doctor?
Doctor what?
Psychologist. He's a psychologist.
No. It was his sister. Right? So, he's a Bathon. Nilpwa. Okay, so, question two. I should have really thought about these impressions before I said this, because I can't...
Very good point of time.
Okay, so question two. In order to buzz into this, you need to give me an impression of a witch falling down the stairs. Using nothing but your mouth. Okay, so, question two. What do you call a haunted chicken? I like it, that's good. Richard.
I don't know, I just wanted to do an impression. Nah, don't know.
Nah, Tommy.
Can I do an impression first?
If you want.
Bum, bum, bum. Aya. A roast.
Oh, that's not bad.
Thanks, man.
But it's actually a poultrygeist. You like that? Right.
Very good.
Okay,
so. You should take a point for that.
I will.
I remember you saying earlier this might be too serious, this quiz.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, getting off to a good start with the serious questions.
Okay, question three. Okay, this time you've got to do an impression of a little boy. Oh no, never mind, that's quite weird. A whole family getting killed by shotguns. Right. Okay, so question three. And this is a little bit of education because I like to educate as well as talk shit. Halloween was originally called All Hallows Eve. Hallow is an old English word for saint. This was then shortened to Halloween and then finally to Halloween. It's the same fucking word twice, but that's what I say is right. And there's, I didn't know this, but Satanists have adopted Halloween as one of three main seasonal holiday celebrations. But what is the name of the day that follows Halloween?
The day that follows?
What's the name of the day that follows Halloween?
Family Mutes. November 1st.
Tommy?
It's a Devil's Night. I think that's the day before, though.
You're both wrong. It's Sunday.
You're a fucking...
Fuck you! God damn it! You're on the right lines, man. You're on the right lines.
Half a point.
Question three. Even though we've just done question three, but I've just written the numbers down wrong. So this is question four.
Cool.
This not time, confusing inside.
Okay. Game on.
Right. I'll keep. It's question four. Counting on my hand.
Fucking a werewolf that's stuck in a bath.
Excellent.
Right. Okay, so what is the number one grossest shut up. What is the number one grossing horror movie according to Google?
I couldn't get it, fuck's sake.
Scream.
No. Tommy.
Right, I'm gonna have a long hard think about this actually. I would say,
oh come on man,
the first Saw film.
No, but Saw 2 was number 20. It's actually not... I wouldn't classify it as a horror movie. It's The Sixth Sense.
What?
Ah, right.
£293.5 million it made. Dollars, even. So that's like, what, right. £17.5 or something? Right.
Alright, there you
fuck
go.
Fuck it. Question... You don't have to buzz in for this one, because this is a long one.
Right,
this is
okay.
Question 5. Right, I'm going to give you the name of 6 horror movies, and I'm going to give you a brief plot, right? You need to tell me which one isn't a real film.
Right, okay.
Right? You understand that?
Got you.
Right. Chud. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. Toxic waste transforms homeless people into cannibals underneath the earth. Number 2. I bought a vampire motorcycle. Right? When a Satanist is killed by a motorcycle gang while summoning an evil spirit, his spirit goes into one of a motorcycle. Gourmet zombie chef from hell. Sweeney Todd.
Gourmet.
It's spelled gourmet.
Oh, right.
It's gourmet.
Oh, I see. It's a play on words.
Yeah, it's a play on, not a very good one. Sweeney Todd style story of a chef who kills people and then cooks them and serves them to people in his restaurant. No womb left in hell. When a witch is successfully hunted and murdered in the grounds of a hospital, her spirit inhabits the unborn babies in the maternity ward. Thanksgiving. Brilliant. 5 college people heading home for Thanksgiving are hunted by a killer turkey that is possessed by an Indian curse. And finally, stuff Stephanie in the incinerator. A deranged couple spend their time staging fantasies involving kidnapping, sex and murder.
Who's going to go first? Do you want to go first?
Well, I think we both get a guess at this one.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you both get a guess.
Right. So, I'm going to say the last one didn't ring true for me. I think the last one could have been it.
Stuff Stephanie in the incinerator?
Yes.
You think that's a right film?
I don't think that's a film. Oh, but no. I'm going to go with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the vampire motorbike one.
That's definitely a film.
No way.
It fucking is.
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
It sounds awful. It sounds great as well.
Right. They're all films apart from No Womb Left in Hell. I made that up.
Damn it.
Right? They're all genuine films. They are.
How did someone get the money to buy and to like film a film about a vampire spirit that goes into a motorbike?
Yeah.
Where did they get the money from?
I don't know. But I googled them all and they're all films and they've all got great front covers as well.
Have you seen that one? I don't know, it's real.
The vampire motorcycle one, I've seen the cover at the very least. I don't think I've seen the film.
Oh, right. Bloody
well, hell. I think we should watch that for next time. So I can get halfway through that and sack that off as well. Right. Question 6.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I think. in order to buzz in, you need to give me an impression of a whale giving birth to Pinocchio. So, okay, what is used for blood in the movie Psycho?
Oh, I know this one. Corn syrup.
You didn't give me a buzz in.
Shit!
Fuck off!
I'm a real boy!
Corn syrup.
It's not, it's actually chocolate syrup. It's chocolate syrup.
It is as well, because it's black and white and that it was like a deeper cut. Fuck's sake, I loved it in her music.
Damn. Well, then you should have given the answer.
Shut up. He sounded so confident, I just went with that as well.
Okay, question 7. Actually, you've got to buzz in again because it's not a choice thing, but it's Halloween. You come to my door dressed up as, you're going to be dressed up as Penelope Pitstop from Wacky Races.
And that was me who was pointing at Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy, sorry. Obviously. And Richard, you are dressed up as
Burger King.
Burger King. Aye, every chain of Burger King. Okay, so it's trick or treat, so I want to hear your best trick or treat joke.
Oh man.
Put you on the spot. You know, I actually have one. I should have given you a heads up about this.
You should have.
Aye, well, Debney, so.
Do you want
to
go first?
I'm still thinking. I don't think I've got one though.
What's a ghost's favourite food?
Goulash. Goulash. Oh, yeah. I was going to say ice cream.
That's goulash.
Goulash. I like it. You get a point for that because at least you gave me one, Tommy.
I don't think I've got one.
Really?
I'll think about it for another. How long have we got?
You've not got long. Oh. Right, he's getting signed off. Sorry.
Oh wait. What did the vampire say to the man who opened the door for him? Thanks very much.
You have my point.
Oh, you get a point.
I'll be honest, that
just made that up on the spot.
I'll be honest, that joke, actually, the thing that made it for me was the fact that you leaned forward and made eye contact.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Okay, cool. Question 8. Buzz in, you have to give me an impression of a mum throwing eggs at a horse. Right. Okay, so how many times has the movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre been made?
Get snapped. I'm gonna say, what, like as in the film being remade?
What times? Like how many times has it been made? Yeah,
3.
Wrong. Tommy?
Twice. It's been made and then remade just like a few years ago.
Can you give me the dates?
I can't give you the first date, but the remake was in 2013.
Well, maybe this question's a little bit old then, but it says 2003.
Maybe it is 3 then.
Could it be is 3.
I'll give you a point as well, Richard. I'm generous like that.
Yes.
Okay. It's Christmas. No, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Yeah.
It's Christmas.
That's the Halloween spirit. Yeah.
Right. What's my place? Wait a minute. I'll edit this bit. Don't worry yourself. Right. Okay. Question 9. It's actually 11 questions. I must count. Question 9. You have to give me an impression of an elephant trying to lie on a lilo. Right. Okay. So. Where do mummies go for a swim?
Oh, that's one of these ones. Where do mummies go for a swim?
So this is great. This is great.
That's the elephant just standing on the
Okay. I like that.
Where do mummies go for a swim? In a swimming tomb. I don't know.
Wait, I've got a better one.
In a pyramid.
Wow. The correct answer is, it depends whether they have their kids with them, because if they do have their kids with them, the health centre offers half price swimming during the week. So.
Damn it.
That's the answer. Okay.
Fucking hell. Right. Okay. I think you got him. And
okay. Question 10. You have to give me an impression of a pirate playing darts. Okay, Ricky. Again, when you think of music at Halloween, you would be forgiven if Thriller came to your mind straight away, right? And did you know, the video itself cost $500,000 to make and was the most expensive music video ever made at that time. But no one cares about that. So what I want to know is, what controversy was Michael Jackson at the centre of in November 19th, 2002?
That's 180! What controversy? Something to do with kids, presumably.
Well, aye, but what was it?
Accused of sleeping in the same bed with them, or
accused of drugging them, taking them off to his ranch, Neverland. And giving them red wine and pills.
Yeah, red wine and pills.
You guys are both fucking sick. It was nothing to do with sex. It was actually he hung his kid out a window.
Oh, that one.
But I knew that your mind would automatically go.
Well, what's something to do with kids?
That's what I said, kinda.
Alright, okay, so there you go.
Okay, the last question.
Okay.
This is before the tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is still question 11, right?
No, I just thought this is question 10. I don't know how this fucking... I don't know.
I think this is your best quiz yet.
question 10/11. In order to buzz in...
Potentially 12. Who knows?
Yeah. In order to buzz in, you have to give me an impression of Dracula buying a pick and mix. Right. Okay. So... Folklore? How do you say it?
Folklore.
Folklore. That's it. Right. I haven't read this bit down. I'm
right.
Making this bit up. Good. Okay, fuck it. Take that bit out, right?
Don't give it in.
Why do ghouls and demons hang out together?
Hi, can I buy some pick and mix? Thanks very much. That's my impression of the way. And can I have a question again, please?
Why do ghouls and demons hang out together?
Ghouls and demons.
I'm gonna have to rush.
So they can have a monster mash.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Do I have to give the impression?
No, I don't have to give the impression.
I'm going anyway.
Right.
Oh, big and mix. I love the fangs. Oh, as you can be.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give me fangs.
It wasn't very good, was it?
Well, the impressions are better than the actual answers, right? I'll give you that.
They hang out because they're kindred spirits.
Again, clever. It's not as clever as what I've got written down, though.
Right, okay.
They hang out together because demons are a ghoul's best friend.
Atrocious.
Did you make that up?
Oh, my... Oh, God, my eyes!
Where did you get that from? Did you make that up?
No, I didn't make that up. I'm fucking gutted that I made that up, but that's class. Right, okay.
Kudos if you had, but...
It's currently... Actually, it's actually... Richard's got 2.5, and Tommy, you've got 2. But for the tiebreaker, I'll give Tommy 0.5 point.
Thanks for that.
To be honest, it's kind of getting to the stage where the scoring the quiz is fucking pointless.
It is, because there's always going to be a tiebreaker.
There's always a tiebreaker. To be honest, the tiebreaker isn't even comical. I kind of panicked.
Oh.
It actually is kind of going to go out on a bit of a whimper. Right, tiebreaker. How many on-screen deaths are there altogether in all the Saw films?
Oh my lord. I'm going to say there's been like fucking 8 of them.
It's been like 30 of their films.
200 people died per film.
So 6.
I'm going to say 76.
I'm going to say
don't worry, I'll edit the silence out.
That's fine. 92.
Well, there's actually been a lot more than this because this is only on screen, but there's only been 71.
Oh, how many did you say?
76. So big Tommy Cree is our winner.
Yeah.
Would you like to, for a bonus point, would you like to give me an impression of all 71 deaths?
Aye.
Right, I'll do.
Cool.
Very cool. So, next time, let's keep a note of this going forward. Tommy is on 1. Tommy is our current reigning quiz champion.
What, but the other ones are 1?
They don't count.
Why not?
So wait, are we just resetting?
I'm resetting.
Who won the last round then?
No one.
I did, I got 2.
Well, no one won.
No, did someone, did you not get 2 as well?
He was quizmaster last time.
I was quizmaster last time.
So you resetting them, basically?
Aye.
Right, okay. Let it be known.
None of the other quizzes counted.
I don't understand why you're the quiz champion and you're moaning about it.
Because this resets. Can what?
Richard, you're the quiz champion.
Yes!
Richard, you have 1.
I think it was previous quiz champions. And
right, this resets my not anymore. You were up until about 5 seconds ago. And then you spunked that right away, Tommy.
I don't need the glory. I don't need it.
You don't need it. Well, you've not got it.
I'll win, and then I'll just give you the win back.
I didn't deserve it either. So yes,
true. Richard, well done, Richard.
Thanks.
Well done, Richard. You really deserved that.
Did either of us really deserve anything?
I don't think.
So yeah, I wish I had a theme tune to play us out, like off the quiz, but.
But like the quiz, the section's going out with a bit of a whimper in it.
The quiz was well thought through. So yeah, it's a quiz done, eh?
Cool. Well, how long did that take you to do that quiz? Just so we did a little bit.
Excuse me.
A post-quiz interview.
Oh man, that took me like days.
And what do you think your favourite question that you wrote was?
I want about the film titles. Because I'll be honest, I read through the film titles that were there, and then when I came up with No Woman in Hell or No Woman Left in Hell, I thought that's probably better than some of the other titles. And I thought
it's very possible. I'll say that. Thanks. I didn't think that was a
thanks.
That was going.
I was trying to get a pun with the word fetus in it, but nah. Bigfoot feet. Big fetus. It's Bigfoot who has fetus for feet. I don't know, man.
See, it's going nowhere, right?
It's going nowhere. I panicked. So what was your favourite question?
My favourite question was I'm interviewing here, so shut up.
Right, Tommy, you're the quiz champion, mate. I'm taking it off Richard.
Yeah. Wait a minute, this is a horrible practice.
Nah, I'm only kidding, Richard. You're still I've scored your name out, but you're still champion.
Join us next time, because this has been great.
We'll get another quiz next time.
We'll do seasonal ones, and
yeah, we won't.
A Christmas quiz is the next seasonal one.
Well, yeah, but November we're going to do. Guy, fuck that. That's actually really.
That's really. That's like the start.
I don't know, man. There's loads of information about Fireworks Night, Guy Fawkes Night.
Could be quite a boring quiz, though, eh? Who blew up Parliament? Neil Nabdi. He tried to, didn't he?
Thanksgiving. No.
The fuck's Thanksgiving?
I say I would take on the challenge of pulling a quiz at Mars for that.
Thanksgiving?
No, not Thanksgiving.
Alright.
Like,
for Guy Fawkes Night?
Why?
Well, then, here we go, you heard it here first. An exclusive. Our next quiz will be based on Guy Fawkes Night.
Sweet.
The November quiz.
Which is quite worrying, because we recorded probably at the end of the month, in November 5th, is like.
It's irrelevant. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Right, okay. Well, I think that's us done.
That's a bloody shambles.
Well, that was. Something. That was the first podcast that we've done in about a month or so. So we call that a wee practice for the next time we're gonna do it properly. We have actually chatted again, and we're gonna give the old podcast a makeover. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Take some of our strongest features. We're gonna
which is the quiz, obviously after that.
That's one of the things that needs attention, I think.
What are you talking about?
We're going to take some strong features. We're going to be a bit more. What are we going to be a bit more? We talked about this when we were at the pub the other evening.
But we got pissed, and I can't remember what we said.
Everybody was saying stuff like, "There's got to be a bit of professional," I think.
Yeah, this one's worked out well for that.
I think
what's going to happen is we're going to just let you find out next time, dear listeners, what we're all about.
Because we've not got a fucking shame.
We've got like a month to think.
We probably won't cut, but we're going to cut down the. It's going to be almost like a payday podcast.
Aye, we'll call it that. It's going to be like we're going to take down the frequency of it, because what with our extremely busy lives and all, we only really have enough time and resources to do this once a month. I'm sorry.
But think about it, it's more killer, less filler.
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So it might not be strictly regimented to an hour. Sometimes it might be like an hour and a half, or like an hour and 10, or like 57 minutes.
Or like 58 and a half minutes. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
There are endless possibilities within the timings of an hour and 2 hours that you could say.
There's a lot.
It's like an hour and 30 minutes. That was also a possibility.
That's a different one again.
I know. Yep. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, apparently.
Hey, and I told you I was going to get Instagram up and running again.
How's that going?
I did get up and running.
With one picture.
Two.
Oh, two, right. Okay. And if you want to get in touch with us and just chuck us abuse or whatever, thedesertwhales@gmail.com. And until next time, dear listeners.
Oh, we should have had a pun. Like a Halloween pun. Fuck.
Have a spooktacular Halloween.
That'll maybe do.
We'll go with that.
Oh, shit.